thrilled.
A lot better.
It means I put more money away in the bank.
I don't know how long it's going to go down and keep going down, but I'm going to get it while I can.
The national average for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is $3.44. That's down more than 40 cents a gallon from a year ago. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Danville, Virginia.
Yesterday was a big day on the campaign trail with Kamala Harris sitting down for her first interview on CNN, where she was asked about the war in Gaza and efforts to bring it to an end.
I've met with the families of the American hostages. Let's get the hostages out. Let's get the ceasefire done.
But no change in policy in terms of arms and so forth.
No, we have to get a deal done.
Donald Trump said if he wins a second term, he'd make IVF treatment free for women. Either the government would pay, he said, or it would be mandatory for insurance companies to foot the bill. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is looking at the latest polls.
Look at that growing gender gap. 56% support among women for Harris, 44% for Trump. He's essentially saying to them, don't leave me. We realize that this has become a concern for families across the country. So by now saying essentially a Republican president would support paying for all. That's taking essentially a Democratic position.
NHL player Johnny Gaudreau of the Columbus Blue Jackets has been killed in a bike accident along with his brother in New Jersey.
Johnny Gaudreau all the way around. Gaudreau shoots, scores, a beauty by Johnny Gaudreau.
He participated in the NHL All-Star Game 7 times. There has been record-setting humidity along with the heat this summer, and many are feeling it, including this window installer in North Carolina in drenched clothing.
That's the sweat. By the end of the day, it'll be to the bottom of my drawers.
A new study finds the increased humidity could also lead to an uptick in foodborne illnesses because it's easier for salmonella bacteria to thrive on plants. Next time you get a doctor or hospital bill that contains some surprises, be sure to speak up. Deborah Rodriguez reports.
A new study from the University of Southern California finds about one in five people have gotten a medical bill recently that they disagreed with or couldn't afford. Among them, more than 61% say they reached out to billing offices to try to have them rectified or work out a payment plan. USC's research shows the bulk of people who complained got some relief.
Russia has sentenced a newspaper publisher in Siberia to 8 years in prison after the paper reported on Russia's attacks on civilians in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow is higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Microsoft is supporting We Energy's effort to raise customer rates. The tech company is building a $3 billion data center complex in Racine County. The Business Journal reports that Microsoft made a recent filing in a case before the Public Service Commission. A national developer wants to build about 700 high-end apartments near the outlets in Pleasant Prairie. The $185 million project aims to address a significant housing shortage in the area. Over $1 million was spent in unsuccessful recall attempts against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. WisPolitics reviewed the data. Voss criticized the campaign as an out-of-state paid endeavor. And Kenosha's annual cruise-in classic car event is happening downtown tomorrow. The free event usually draws thousands of enthusiasts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
An eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get out! Get out! Gone! Garrett Mitchell.
This is trouble. Is it fair? It's towards the pole. It is fair. It is gone.
Today, the crew take on the Cincinnati Reds at Great